coach said it's a broken orbital, two places.
Yeah, floor and the wall, so they had to repair the floor and the wall, like the inside and the nose and everything. And I mean, it went smoothly. Everything's fine right now. I'm feeling way better at the time, so just taking it day by day, doing what the trainer's telling me to do to get back. So
could you not see? Was it like that bad? How bad?
When it happened, it took me probably like 15, 20 minutes to fully open it and see out of it. Before seeing out of it, it was fine. I was able to see.
Were you scared the first though?
Yeah, you keep hearing like, oh, there's blood. Like, they said there was blood on the sideline. I couldn't open my eyes and see it clearly though, but I just remember them putting pressure on my eye. And at that point, when I heard blood, I was real nervous. At that point, it was more so about my eye, my vision, like my health after football. So that was traumatizing though. But it wasn't as bad once we went inside.
And how does it feel now?
I feel fine. I look good, right? So, Ma,
you look very good, actually.
Right back home. Yeah, but I feel good. Yeah, it feels good. It looks good. A little blackness still, a little swelling on the outside. But overall, you couldn't even tell. I probably had surgery that it happened, though. So that's a good thing. Keep hearing that. And I feel good right now.
Did you think that you could be out for a long time, that this would be something?
Eye injury, then knowing that you got to have surgery, you don't know what to expect at that point, though. But like I said, I don't know the exact time frame. It's just, it's a freakish accident injury that happens, so it ain't like there's like a, well, I wouldn't say not a protocol for it, but it's not normal that this happens. So, I mean, me not knowing still today when I'll be back, but the way I feel good, man. I feel real good, so I'm going to continue to do what they say and get back sooner than later.
You've had a few things now that are unique injuries.
Yeah, weird ones. Compartment syndrome.
Yeah,
leg. Like, I never knew what that was until now, and then now it is, so that's two. My last two injuries are real weird, but I come back from them fast. I tell the staff in Wolverine, I heal fast. So. Mm-hmm. But I feel amazing, though, so.
Could you talk about your position? Because it's a different position than you in that room, and last year. How does it feel to be a part of that group, with the talent? And
oh, man, it's nice. It's a nice group, man. Coach D did a good job with putting us all mentally. Physically, we all could play right at this level, but mentally putting us in positions to make us play even better and to raise our game. We got a lot of new guys. The rookies are doing amazing. Brooks came in and had a nice preseason game. And even in his past career, he's a pretty good football player, so it's good to have him aboard. And the DBs, the corners, some of these guys have been here. Everybody's playing well. I feel like this is a group that, even though it's a younger group, I feel like we're all on the same page. We're all buying in. So, of course, you're going to have your young stumbles. Your secondary is young. It's new. You have a little setbacks. But as long as we keep working like we've been working and getting better, we can overcome all of that. So I like the room a lot.